Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, still got that accident on the R24 link into the N12 from OR Tambo towards Galulis, and then a little bit slow getting into the Buccleuch interchange and northbound into Midrand.
We've just heard that the Petro SA suspended its group CEO, Tlolile Sizani, pending the outcome of an ongoing investigation. Now, in a statement posted on X, the organization announced that an acting group CEO has been appointed. Then moving to Sharpeville, five people there have been arrested for public violence following raids on foreign-owned spaza shops by residents. The raid was sparked by the fatal shooting of a local shop owner last night. And then to news from the continent, Niger's military authority have banned the export of rice, cereal and other food products to all countries except fellow junta-led Burkina Faso and Mali. So according to the government there, the goal of this is to protect local supply and other products that cannot be exported anymore, includes legumes like cowpeas and cereals like millet, sorghum and corn. I'm Marlene Frischer, more news at 5.
Sport brought to you by Superbet. Know your sports better than anyone else? Well, prove it at superbet.co.za. Superbet, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
Well, we start off with some cricket news. It is the semi-final, the first semi-final between South Africa and Australia at the T20 World Cup. This one happening in Dubai. The South Africans won the toss and chose to field first. A good decision at the beginning there. 40 for 2 is what we have the Australian women at after 7.2 overs. So going at a pretty pedestrian 5.45 to the over at the moment. So still pretty chilled out there. But the Australians are battling a little bit in the semi-final against the South Africans. New Zealand powered to and lead of 134 against fast bowlers Matt Hendry and William O'Rourke as they combined to a devastating effect to dismiss India for just 46. And where they hit first test that was early, started today, opener Devon Conway managed to hit 91 as well before being bowled out after he attempted a reverse sweep of Ravichandran Ashwin. And a dramatic day two in Bengaluru after the first day was washed out. So India bowled out for 1 for 46. And then, of course, the New Zealanders have a lead of 134 at the moment. England openers put on a... Well, it was a tricky pitch, of course, in Multan. The host set England a daunting task of 297. So we'll have to see how that pans out over the next couple of days. And a renewal of the rivalry between SuperSport United and Kaizer Chiefs. Headlines the round of 16 action in the 2024 Carling Knockout Cup, which sees 8 matches played from tomorrow the 18th of October until Sunday the 20th. SuperSport and Chiefs, of course, clash at the Peter Mokaba Stadium on Saturday night for the first cup meeting since 2018. And that was in the competition's predecessor, the Telkom Knockout. So quite a couple of years since this has happened. And Lions assistant coach Jacques Ferreira, well, he's praised his team's character and development over the past couple of years as he believes that they've contributed to their strong start in the URC as they continue to push for another team going into the playoffs from South Africa. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Spin our wire and keep the reel spinning with Superbets. With daily promotions and a chance to win up to 1.6 million rand every week, the excitement never ends. Bet, spin, play and win big with Superbets. Sign up now on superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We fell in love in the summertime, had my heart working overtime. I knew the moment I looked in your eyes, found young love in the summertime. Yeah, you're dancing in